Stonehenge is situated on a high windswept plateau called Salisbury Plain in the south of England. It is the most famous of many Neolithic monuments in the area. Why was it built here? There are no rivers anywhere near it. Who built it and why? There are many theories, including, of course, that people from another planet were responsible.
My name's Ian. I'm a historic property steward here at Stonehenge. Stonehenge is a World Heritage Site. It's known throughout the world. On an average summer day, we get about 6,000 people. And throughout the year, we can be looking at upwards of 1 million people visiting the site. When was it built? It was built 2500 BC, so that's 4,500 years ago. The earliest part of the monument is the ditch and bank which ring the monument. That was built in 3000 BC, so that's 5000 years old. Who built it? We don't know much about the people that built the monument. We know that they lived in a site called Durrington Walls, a couple of kilometres away to the northeast in this direction. We know this because we found evidence of huts in the site. We know that they used stone tools, large boulders called mauls, and they used these to shape the monument as we see it today. The stones themselves, the large stones, are sarsen stone, a form of sedimentary rock, and it comes roughly 25 to 30 kilometres away to the north from a place called the Morwood Downs. The small stones are bluestone, and they come from Wales, about 200 miles away. That would be about 250, 280 kilometres from South Wales. So they come from a long way away. We don't know for sure who brought them or how they were brought. We know that they probably used rudimentary sledges, perhaps, to pull the stones, greased planks along the floor to pull them. We know that it probably would have taken about 100 men to pull an average sarsen stone, so there would have been a lot of manpower involved in the building of this place. Why it was built is still a mystery, probably will always be a mystery. And we know for sure that it was built upon the solstice alignment, so the alignment with the longest day in summer and the shortest day in winter, so it could be an astronomical calendar. We also think it could possibly be a monument to the ancestors. And that's all we really know for certain about the monument.
Sonar technology has revealed that there are many more stones underneath Stonehenge, and the construction is much more complex than previously thought. Stonehenge remains an enigma.